Battery capacity could use rise in Weem in 2025, written by David Krause, and read by an automated voice. CAISO's Western Energy Imbalance Market saw an increase in battery storage capacity and coal use in 2025 compared with 2024, although the total load across the market, which represents about 80% of the load in the West, did not increase over the year. Battery capacity reached 25,600 megawatts by the end of 2025, up about 42% from the previous year, CAISO's Department of Market Monitoring, or DMM, said in memo at the joint CAISO Board of Governors and Western Energy Markets Governing Body meeting held March 4. Most of that battery capacity exists in CAISO's region, about 17,100 megawatts, with the rest of the WEM containing about 8,500 megawatts. During evening hours, batteries discharged about 2,500 megawatts more energy in 2025 than in 2024. This was due in part to a larger amount of solar generation on the system in 2025, which allowed the batteries to charge during the day and discharge at night, DMM said. Coal-fired output in the WEM increased by an average of about 800 megawatts during the hours between about 11 p.m. and 8 a.m. in 2025. In total, coal generated about 17,000 megawatts/hour in the WEM over 2025. The DMM specifically found that transfers out of the Intermountain West region increased during morning and evening non-solar hours in 2025 compared with 2024. This coincided with increased generation from coal resources in the region, DMM said. Average total system load in the WEM was the same in 2025 as in 2024, about 78.3 gigawatts. Load increased in the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West and Desert Southwest regions, but was down about 2% in California to 27.9 gigawatts in 2025. Most of California's decrease occurred during midday solar hours and evening peak net load hours, DMM said. Although battery and coal usage increased in 2025, natural gas and hydropower resources continue to be WEM's primary resources, DMM said. Natural gas hourly generation averaged about 23,110 megawatts, down about 1,900 megawatts compared to 2024, while hydropower came in at 22,120 megawatts, an increase of about 920 megawatts in 2025. Big transmission lines on schedule. Three important transmission projects in the WEM are progressing toward completion, CAISO CEO Elliot Meinzer said in a report at the joint board meeting. The SunZia project, a 550-mile line across New Mexico and Arizona, began its commissioning and testing phase, Meinzer said. The line's 3,650 megawatts capacity will deliver more than 3,000 megawatts of wind energy to the region. The Southwest Energy Project North, a 285-mile line across Idaho, Nevada, and California, is on track to open in June 2028, Meinzer said. Engineering and procurement are on schedule, with construction contracts signed and right-of-way requirements 99% secured. The Transwest Express, a 732-mile line across Wyoming and nearby states, is on track to provide 3,000 megawatts of wind generation capacity by Q4 2031. Construction is currently happening at substations, transmission tower pads, and access roads,